about them? Something that you could have in your bedroom for keeping your clothes in.
A dresser.
Uh-huh. What did that look like?
It had a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And three drawers. That's all.
What else besides a dresser?
Well, it had a vanity.
What did that look like?
It had a mirror, and it had two drawers on each side of it, and a bench you could sit on, and sit on to comb your hair or put your makeup on, whatever you wanted to do.
Uh-huh. What about something that didn't have a mirror to it, but just had drawers?
It was a chest of drawers.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that called a bureau? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they call it that, but bureau always did have a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it did?
Yeah. All the ones I ever did see had a mirror.
Uh-huh. What about things that you could hang your clothes in?
Lockers.
What was a locker?
They only had chifferos when it was olden days, if you're talking about olden days, honey.
Uh-huh. What is a locker, though?
A locker is where you hang your clothes at, honey.
It's what you have now?
Yes.
How's a locker different from a closet?
There's no difference. It's just a different expression.
Oh, I've never...
It's no difference at all.
You got lock-in boxes.
I have walk-in lockers in this home.
I never heard it called a locker.
What you all call?
Just closet, that's all I heard.
Well, a closet,
it's just,
a locker.
It's just a different expression.
You all call it a closet, huh?
Yeah.
You can call it a locker or
yes.
A closet.
It's just a different expression.
She's got walk-in lockers in her bedroom.
When you say locker, I picture something you have it. You know,
locked
in high school
up.
Of PE, gym or something.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. Physical ed.
Yeah, this thing's funny. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, what's this other thing you mentioned, the
chifferole?
Uh-huh. How did that look?
It had two doors on it, and you hang your clothes in it.
Did it have any drawers or anything?
No. Mm-mm. It's racks to hang your clothes.
What else besides the chifferole could you hang things in?
That's all we had.
Did you have that the big thing we mentioned earlier?
The armor?
Uh-huh.
My mother?
No, I never had any, honey. My grandmother had them.
Uh-huh.
But I never had them, honey. I'm only 46 years old. I never. Now, I had my old grandmother repatched all furniture, dress and all, but the
uh-huh.
storm came along and just took it, you know, and mm-hmm. took all my old furniture away.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to rebuy.
Was the armor different from the chifferole? Was it bigger or something?
Oh, yeah, lots bigger. My mother-in-law had an armor, too, before the storms, you know.
That storm must have been something.
Oh, yeah. It cleaned
honey,
us out, darling.
It took over $5,000 worth of furniture in my home.
Gosh.
I had a big home. $30,000.
There were two storms that came?
We had the Betsy year, and then we had the 5 years after we had Camille.
Mm. Did people hear about it in time to leave?
Oh, we left, yeah, but we lost. We just took what you can in a car, and that was it. We went to New Orleans.
Was just the one road going out. Did they have helicopters coming in or anything?
No, we got out in time. Some went for us Bellshed, and some went for us New Orleans. Some stayed for us Port Self. But we went on into New Orleans.
You were safe in Port Sulphur? It didn't hit Port Sulphur?
No, it didn't hit Port Sulphur.
Just they had water.
They had a little water, yeah.
Funny, that's not that far away from
mm. If the storm
comes always from the mouth of the river, honey. If the storm wouldn't have shifted, it would have cleaned out this parish.
Gosh. What about something you could have on rollers to pull down and keep out the light?
Shades.
Huh?
Shades.
And something that the top part of the house, that's called
a roof.
Uh-huh. What about something along the edge of the roof to carry the
gutters?
Okay.